This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and from them both sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all newly invented practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. My brothers in Islam, today we, in this day of Jumu'ah, are approaching one of the best, if not the best, of all of the times of the year. A time which Allah Azza wa Jal swore by in the Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jal only swears by the most important of things. Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Wal fajr wa layalin ashr." Allah swore by the fajr, and Allah swore by the 10 days. "Wa layalin ashr." These 10 days are the 10 days at the beginning of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. That is the 10 days that come before Eid al-Adha, of which Eid al-Adha is the 10th of those days. These 10 days are the best 10 days of the whole year. Until the state that some of the people of knowledge said that they are the best 10 days, and they are better than the days of Ramadan, and they are better than the nights of Ramadan, except for Laylatul Qadr. Apart from Laylatul Qadr, there is no time in the year which is better than these days. And that is because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, annahu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyamin al-amalu s-salihu fihinna ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr. There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days, meaning the first 10 days of the Hijjah. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, isn't jihad for the sake of Allah better than these 10 days? He said, not even jihad is better than these 10 days, except for a man who goes out with his life and his wealth and he doesn't come back with either of them. Except for a man who goes out with his life and his wealth and he doesn't come back with either of them. Other than this, there is nothing better than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Not even the days of Ramadan are better in the sight of Allah than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Except for Laylatul Qadr, as we said. So this is a huge opportunity for us. After the month of Ramadan has ended, and all of us felt the effect of the end of the month of Ramadan. Maybe many of the effects of that month have gone from us. Many of the extra deeds that we used to do have gone from us. Many of the extra prayers that we used to do have gone. Many of the extra reading of the Quran that we used to do, much of it has gone. Much of the extra charity that we used to give has gone. Much of the extra remembrance of Allah that we used to do has gone. Now we have a chance to bring it back again. In a time that is the best time for good deeds in the whole year. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said this hadith, he said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amalu as-salihu feehinna ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr." There are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. And this tells us that all righteous deeds are beloved in these days. Not just the deeds that we know, and we're going to highlight some of them, like fasting and like the sacrifice on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah and so on. But all good deeds, any good deeds that you can do, any sadaqah that you can give, any extra prayers that you can pray, anything that you can do from the good deeds, any kind of good deeds that you can do, they are more beloved to Allah in these days than any other time. So really we have two things to think about. The first thing is to maximize the time that we have in these 10 days. It is the 10 days before Eid. So if we are expecting Eid to be around about the 19th approximately of July, it could be a day out from that. But if we say roughly around then we, in the 10 days before that, to maximize this time. And the nights come with the days. So it's not just the daytime. Because the night time comes with the day. So the day and the night, to maximize that and get the most out of it that we possibly can. To look at what we learnt during the month of Ramadan. To look at what we changed. And to look at what maybe has gone missing and maybe has been lost. And try to get it back. And try to increase upon it. Or increase it and try to build upon it. In the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu an, a man from the Jews came and said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, آية في كتابكم تقرؤونها لو علينا معشر اليهود نزلت لاتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا." قال: أي آية؟ قال: "اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا." قال عمر رضي الله عنه: "قد عرفنا ذلك اليوم الذي نزلت فيه على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو قائم بعرفة يوم الجمعة." A man from the Jews came and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there is an ayah in your book that you read. If it was sent down upon us Jews, we would have taken that day as a day of Eid. He said, which ayah do you mean? The man said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today I have completed your religion for you and completed my favor upon you, and I have chosen for you Islam, or I am pleased with you to have Islam as your religion. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth ayah. Umar said, we know the day in which this ayah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the day of Arafah on the day of Jumu'ah, and the ninth day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, during the 10 days that this ayah was revealed, that today I completed your religion for you and perfected my favor upon you, and I am pleased for you to have Islam as your religion. This ayah in itself has so many lessons for us, but the first thing we want to take from it is the virtue of the day of Arafah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. He said, there is no day in which it is more likely that Allah will free a person from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. It is the day when it is most likely that Allah will. There is no day when Allah frees more people from the fire than the day of Arafah. And we know that from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to fast the day of Arafah. And if a person wishes to fast all of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, then this is even better. Because ultimately all of the good deeds that you do in those days are beloved to Allah. So choosing to fast those days is a good thing, or fasting as many of them as you can. But if you can't fast those days, or if you don't feel that you want to fast all of those days, at least fast the day of Arafah. At least fast the day of Arafah. Because it is a day when Allah frees more people from the hellfire than any other day. And it is part of these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And yet it is not even the greatest of those days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. The greatest day in the whole year in the sight of Allah is the day of sacrifice. One of the things we can learn from this is we can learn that look at how many virtuous things happen in these 10 days. How many amazing things happen in these 10 days. First of all, the days in which your deeds are most beloved to Allah. Second of all, the day in which Allah frees more people from the hellfire than any other day. Third of all, the best of all of the days of the year is the day of Eid al-Adha. As for fasting the day of Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about it, صِيَامُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةَ أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ وَالسَّنَةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. He said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim that fasting the day of Arafah, I hope from Allah that it will wipe out the sins that of the year that came before and the sins of the next year which are going to come. 2 years of sins wiped out for fasting one day. That's the grace of Allah. That's the fadl of Allah, that you fast just one day and all of the sins you did, they get wiped out from the year before and the year after. However, it is important to remember that when we say the sins will be wiped out, this means that if you have done major sins, big sins and serious sins, you have to also make tawbah, because the fasting doesn't wipe out the major sins. It wipes out the small sins and it wipes out the major sins if you have repented from them and asked Allah to forgive you for them. But it doesn't wipe them out automatically. You have to also repent from those sins. And finally, in the first part of the khutbah, we'll mention the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and the hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad. ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه العمل فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر فأكثروا فيهن من التسبيح والتحميد والتهليل والتكبير. There are no days which are greater in the sight of Allah, nor are good deeds more beloved in them than these 10 days. So do a lot of tasbih, saying subhanallah, and a lot of tahmid, saying alhamdulillah, and a lot of tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, and a lot of takbir, saying Allahu Akbar. And that's not only for the day of Eid. It's not just the takbirat of Eid, but even in the 10 days in general, that you remember Allah a lot and you use these days to praise Allah and to exalt Allah and to bear witness to the oneness of Allah and to praise Allah in His greatness. And you do that a lot during these 10 days, and that's part of the good deeds which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one that Allah sent as a mercy to all of the worlds, and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. We've been talking about the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That is the 10 days that come, and the day of Eid is the 10th one. The 9 days before the day of Eid and the day of Eid al-Adha. These 10 days are the best 10 days in the sight of Allah. We said that they are better than the days of Ramadan except for Laylatul Qadr. We said that they are the greatest of the days in the sight of Allah, and they have in it the day which Allah frees the most people from the hellfire, and the day which is the best day in the sight of Allah, and that is the day of Arafah and the day of Eid al-Adha respectively. We mentioned some of the good deeds that a person should look to do, all good deeds in these days, but especially fasting, and especially fasting the day of Arafah, and especially remembering Allah and making a lot of effort to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah and la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. And also the sacrifice on the day of Eid. This topic we're going to talk about in another khutbah insha'Allah ta'ala. We're going to talk about the rulings related to Eid and the sacrifice on the day of Eid. But what we will mention here only is that whoever is intending to make a sacrifice on that day, on the day of Eid, whoever is intending to make a sacrifice, then from the first day of Dhul Hijjah, they are not to cut from their nails or their hair, whether it is their hair on their head or their body hair, they're not supposed to cut from any of it, or to cut their nails of their fingers or their toes. And that is to share with some of the actions of the people in Hajj. So the people who are making the Hajj, when they're in the state of Ihram, they don't take away from their hair, they don't pull their hair or cut their hair, and they don't cut their toenails or fingernails. And likewise, the person who is intending to make the sacrifice, that person is going to share in that as well. So if a person intends from now then when the first of Dhul-Hijjah comes, they don't take from their hair or their nails until the sacrifice has been completed on the day of Eid. As for if a person doesn't have that intention, but they make that intention in the middle, let's say for example, one day goes by, 2 days go by, and then the person says, Alhamdulillah, I have some resources, I'm going to make a sacrifice. So then from that moment, the person doesn't take anything from their hair and their nails. And I'm just going to mention this now, instead of mentioning it when we talk about the day of Eid, only so that people are ready and prepared for it before the time starts. And really the last thing that I want to share with you before we conclude this khutbah is really about preparation. There's a reason why we did this khutbah before the 10 days started, so that all of us can prepare for it, me and you. How can we prepare? First of all, we can think about ourselves and we can think about what we're planning to do. We can start now. Don't start then. Don't wait for the first of Dhul-Hijjah, I'm going to start praying. On the first of Dhul-Hijjah, I'm going to start fasting. On the first of Dhul-Hijjah, I'm going to start giving charity. Start now. So you will gain the habit and you will remember how things were like during the days of Ramadan. And then you can be ready for the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah when it comes. Take the most time out of it. Don't waste that time in front of the television. Don't waste that time just with all of the things people do. Try to get the most out of that time. Even if you are working, still while you are working, you can remember Allah. While you are working, you can have an intention of what good deeds you're going to do when you finish work. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you become free in your time, start another act of worship. Now go into an act of worship. So all of us are going to have times in those 10 days when we are busy. But still we can take the most out of those times and we can try to fit as much worship into that time as possible. Plan for what you're going to do. And part of that planning is tawbah. Because you can't hope to get the most out of these 10 days unless you first of all clean your heart from all of the bad things that is in it. Or that are in it. So you can ask Allah to accept your repentance. You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You can look at the wrong things you are doing and try to change them so that when the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah comes, you can take the most out of those days. Finishing with the day of Arafah, fasting that day to get the forgiveness of 2 years worth of actions. And to have the day when Allah frees the most people from the hellfire, and then finishing all of it with the sacrifice and the Eid prayer and the actions of the day of Eid. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر